Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Yes, I've got Antoine Boston on the line, ready for transfer.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Antoine, she'll take you from here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm all right.
All right. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
This is for me.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
That was February 15th, 2023.
You could play Spider-Man.
And do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
That was B cell lymphoma.
You could play Spider-Man, my game, Dad.
The diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Correct.
Okay. And were you spraying the Roundup at home or was it for work or both?
It was just at home.
Was anyone else affected as well?
Just me for now.
Okay. And then can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
13 Poe Avenue, P-O-E, and that was in Newark, New Jersey. 07106.
And is this your current home address?
Correct.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I think I was 39. Yeah, I was 39 at the time.
39. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
About 11 years now. Yeah, I was 20. Yeah, 11 years.
Do you remember what year you first started spraying?
Sorry, I got a little old.
But that's okay.
Yeah, that was about, I want to say, I'm trying to figure out the exact year for you so everything is correct. It had to be 2012, yeah, like January of 2012.
January 2012, and when did you stop?
I stopped around, I want to say, February 2023.
Okay, and have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Correct.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone?
Yes.
Right. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you.
Okay.
Right. Organ transplant, HIV, AIDS.
No.
Autoimmune disease or hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And can you spell your first and last name for me?
AntoineBoston.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you married?
Single.
And what is your date of birth?
February 21st, 1984.
Thank you. And your social?
152-760126.
Right. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
You talking about once I first started looking into it?
Yeah, was that, did you find out online or was it a commercial?
I actually saw some commercials and saw some stuff like on Facebook, and that's what made me look into it.
Okay, and what year was that in?
I want to say 22. Yeah, it was like November 2022.
November 2022. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 5'6", 210 pounds.
Okay, and then this is your main cell phone number, correct?
Correct.
And what is your email?
boston.antoine@yahoo.com.
All right. And how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
Per month, I want to say like 2 to 4 times.
2 to 4 times. Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Right. And then you started in around January of 2012 and stopped February of 2023?
Yes.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Sometimes.
What was it?
Gloves.
And then you were spraying this in New Jersey, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then if you just had to estimate how many times you sprayed Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say?
A lot. Yeah, a lot. You figure 2 to 4 times a month. You figure from 2012, that's 11 years, so what's that?
It could be over 30 times, over 50 times.
Over 30.
Over 30. And do you get your water from a well?
No, from the city.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
I was using a concentrated one.
Where were you purchasing it from?
Home Depot.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles, anything like that?
No, I don't got no more empty bottles and none of that. I usually don't keep receipts.
Okay, that's okay. And have you ever smoked?
No, non-smoker.
Non-smoker. Are you currently employed?
Correct.
And what is your current job title?
I'm an owner-operator for A&D Transportation.
A&D. Is that... Oh, do you have a employer address I can put down? Because I'm seeing the one in Cypress, Texas.
You could use my address. Because that's my personal LLC.
Oh, okay. Right. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yeah.
How long would you say?
I was in a hospital for 8 days for treatment. Then the surgery, I was doing 2 times a month for 4 months. So I want to say probably around 6 months.
6 months. Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
Okay. And then other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah, back in 2000. Yeah, I think it was 2002.
Back in 2002?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
I don't have them. The hospital does.
Oh, and you can confirm that it's at the hospital?
Correct.
Perfect. And what is the name of that hospital?
That's Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in Rahway.
Okay, that's the one on 865 Stone Street.
Correct.
And then do you remember your physician's name?
Yeah, that was Joseph Barron, B-A-R-O-N.
Joseph Barron. Okay. And when was the last time you were treated?
The last time I was treated, I think, was March 5th of
2023. Right. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Oh, man, it got rough. You know, that ain't nothing easy.
Right. Would you say some
you
mental...
You know, being able to... Yeah, you know, like, the stress, you know, not being able to deal with certain family members, like, it's just breathing, night sweats, losing a bunch of weight.
Oh, wow. Okay, I put weight loss, some hardships, mental and physical hardships.
Yeah, like breathing, stuff like that.
Okay. And for your treatment, was it chemotherapy, radiation?
I had the surgery to remove the lymph nodes, chemotherapy, and, like, medication. They had me on a morphine patch.
Okay, morphine. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes.
Okay. And does this person
live with you? Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
609-271-2309.
Thank you. And what is your relationship to this person?
That's my girlfriend.
Right. And can I get her first and last name?
Bria, B-R-E-A, Smith Sanders, Smith-Sanders.
Is that M-C and then Sanders, or?
S-M-I-T-H, Sanders.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yeah, I used that before.
Okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier to open up.
Okay. I just opened it up. And you. Okay. Initials. Make sure I didn't miss anything.
All right, I just received that. And then I'm also going to send you another text, but that's from my direct line, so with my information as well as the attorney's.
Okay, got you.
Right. And then the attorney should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. But if you had any questions along the way, you can always reach back up to me or them. I gave you their number, too.
Okay, I appreciate your help.
Of course. So did you have any other questions before I let you go?
Okay, Maisun, that's your name?
Yes.
Okay, got you.
All right. Okay, well then thank you so much for your time. I hope everything goes well.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.